You know when you're locked in, focused, and fearless.
Welcome to the WNBA.
Your vision narrows. You can't look away. Every assist, every stop, every logo three.
From beyond the logo.
Every did you see that moment?
You bet.
What records are going to be broken this season?
All of it, right here. Lock in. It's the WNBA on ESPN. All season long.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Let's begin.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What do you think we are, gangsters?
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Running backs should be paid because of what these guys do.
Earlier on the show, three-time Super Bowl champion receiver Ed McCaffrey. Coming up, Commanders radio analyst London Fletcher. Actor Anthony Michael Hall. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. That was a delight with Ed McCaffrey.
It really was.
I shouldn't have said that with a higher register.
No, I'm also half done a bag of granola already.
I was about to say to you, you are a granola eater.
I love granola, so the fact that he delivered some and left some here, and like I said, this will be gone in like an hour.
Okay, so which one did you choose?
You know what? Lauren recommended the blueberry lemon sunrise, so that's what I did.
Okay.
And it is fantastic.
And it is... I mean, if you could have a taste of something that's like a sunrise, does it taste like the sunrise?
Sure does. Yeah.
I mean, that's a conscious decision, right? Let's put the word sunrise.
Yeah. I don't know what a lemon sunrise is, but it does have a blueberry lemon flavor, and I really enjoy it.
I'm glad you're enjoying the fruits of this show's labor of having free granola.
If it's free, it's for me. You know what I mean? Give me
okay.
three.
So. Remember that golf outing I told you about?
Uh-oh.
Where I won not one but two skins.
Oh yeah, with Wyndham Clark.
Wyndham Clark was sitting right next to me, and there it is. There's a photograph of me having the cash of not one but two skins, despite me having no business sitting next to Wyndham Clark anywhere,
or winning.
Let alone winning cash and opening it up and celebrating with Wyndham Clark, who then went on to win. The Byron Nelson and then the United States Open after that. So I do take credit for that. Wow. Do you know who was sitting directly across from me? Almost could have taken that photograph. It's our next guest, London Fletcher.
Hey, you're on the Rich Eisen Show.
Right, London?
Hey.
Right? Oh yeah. Hey. That was a great outing, Rich. I don't know if you remember that day, Wyndham was going to play at Shinnecock at the practice round.
Yeah.
And he said he had already played it once before, and then he said he was going to win it. He called his shot to us that night at dinner.
He did. And I thought it might have been the alcohol talking to me. but instead, he did do it. We invited him to play with us the following day, and he's like, nah, I really should play Shinnecock. And then I swear to you.
That's amazing.
I'm not wrong, right, true. London?
No, you are not wrong. But the fact that he said – I'm going to win it. And his caddy felt the same way. And then he went out and did it. I was like, man.
Damn.
He just knew where his game was at that point in time.
I took credit for it, though, because that's me. You know what I mean? Like, he was inspired by my victory for cash. It's basically.
Rich, did you tell the guys that I think you were getting called a sandbagger when you won the skins? Because you're like, oh, I'm not that good of a golfer.
I'm not.
You had to, you also hit the furthest shot left-handed. With your opposite hand.
I forgot about that.
Yes,
what?
Yes. Yes. We had a competition on the driving range of who could hit the furthest shot the other way.
Okay.
That's not your dominant hand.
Non-dominant hand, yes.
Thank you, London, for reminding me. I hit one like 225 left-handed. I did. I just honestly, I woke up dangerous. I was Baker Mayfield that day. Wow. I woke up dangerous that day. But you can confirm too, London, before we get to the football conversation here, that I stood up in front of the group that included you to say basically that I was one of two people who knows what it's like to win money playing golf at the table.
You did do that, and all we could do is just sit there and take it because I didn't win any money that day, so I couldn't say anything. You were you won multiple skins that day.
And by the way, despite my impaired moment, admittedly, I did say that word and then wanted to just take a look and like, how's London taking this right now across the table? How's London? Where's London? Oh, there he is. Yeah. How's he taking it? How are you doing otherwise? Everything good?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. Not playing as much golf right now because the football season is upon us.
It's
and
great.
Training camp is here, so I'm excited about the Commander season and ready to get this 2026 season going.
Well, let's jump into it here because we just had Ed McCaffrey here in studio, and he said he was just at Commander's training camp, you know, watching Luke get ready for the season. And he said Jaden Daniels looked superb, terrific.
Mm-hmm.
You can confirm this, London?
I can't confirm this. Jaden Daniels is looking awesome. He's healthier. Obviously, dealt with some injuries last season, but he looks phenomenal. Looks in great physical shape, but also in a great mental space. There's going to be a new offense that the Commanders will have this year. David Blah, he's the first year offensive coordinator. Be a lot more under center for Jaden in this offense. A lot more play action. Use his athleticism. Be able to run the ball a little bit more effectively out of the from under center, and those should open up things in the passing game from Jaden. But he definitely looks phenomenal. Has a great command of his offense, even though it's early in training camp. And I'm looking forward to seeing him just continue to get better each day as this season progresses.
Well, I mean, the question is who else is going to catch the football? And I would say the same thing to Ed if he was sitting right here. And that's the question: who's catching it? And is Jaden Daniels going to stay healthy? You know, that's it. Those are the two questions pretty much about the pass.
Yeah, game. No, that's definitely a question that people have. When you look at our receiving corps, we know we have a number one guy in Terry McLaurin. He dealt with injuries as well, had the hold out or hold in training camp last season. And then when he finally got that contract solved, ended up having some health issues. That's behind him. He looks like he's rejuvenated by this offense and rejuvenated by not having to deal with the contract situation this season. We drafted a kid named Antonio Williams, a rookie out of Clemson, in the third round. He's a shifty guy, maybe he'll play like a Amon-Ra St. Brown type of role. He can he'll be more of a slot receiver. He's been unguardable in training camp so far. And then you got some guys, Trey Burks, who was a former first-round draft pick for the Tennessee Titans, that they're hoping maybe he can find his footing. He came on last year. He was picked up and did some good things for us. Has a full offseason with the team now. And they brought back De'Ami Brown, who had a great playoff run for us back in 24. He's more of a vertical threat guy. And there's some other guys. You mentioned McCaffrey with his son Luke. He's starting to make some waves in training camp. Has had two really good days of practice the last couple of days. And, you know, you never know if we're going to add somebody down the stretch. But I think collectively, and also I have to mention Chig Okonkwo, who they signed a tight end from the Tennessee Titans. He's a pass catching tight end. He'll be able to work some matchups that they would be favorable for them and for him. So he's another guy that they'll lean heavily on as a pass catcher for this Washington Commanders receiving core.
And is it Krosky Merritt time? Bell Cowell?
Bill Krosky Merritt.
Is it him?
Yes. You know, Bill did a lot of really good things as a rookie last season. Rushed for, I think, maybe either about 800 yards or a little over 800 yards. He'll be a guy, probably it'll be a running back by committee. You got a Rashad White who was signed as a free agent, former teammate of Jaden in college at Arizona State. And then we drafted a kid out of Penn State, Fat Man Allen, who's Penn State's all-time leading rusher. And he did this as a in a shared running back situation, more of a bigger back, probably more of your short yardage goal line running back. But he also he's very effective as well. So, but Kroski Merritt, he'll have a role. And then you look at White, and then also Allen. So it'd probably be a running back by committee type of type of situation from that running back standpoint.
And then lastly, you know, in terms of reunions for college teammates, Ayuk, you know, Instagram his way out of that one, London?
Yeah. Did he? That's, you know, it's an unfortunate situation with him because he had – I look at it like this. He fought so hard to get that contract, get that money from the San Francisco 49ers and to give it back to them, full details, but whatever – they voided his guaranteed money, and now he hasn't done himself any favors with his social media posts. And, you know, I don't know. I know he doesn't have an agent. I don't know who's advising him, but you would just wish that somebody that he respected could get in his ear and say, hey, man, you first of all, you need to report to get that situation resolved because you're on a suspended list. And until you report, your situation is not resolved with the – with San Francisco 49ers. You can't find another team until he reports. Maybe he just wants to let a little bit more time pass, but I don't know that that Washington, if he does become available, would look to add him. I'm not there with Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and know what they're thinking, but he definitely hasn't done himself any favors with the social media stuff.
How does Sonny Styles look, London?
As advertised.
Okay. Yeah, for real?
Yes. Real? Yes. And I know you're a Michigan guy. You it's saw a lot of him at Ohio State.
I'm very happy to see him in burgundy and out of scarlet, sir.
Yeah. I mean, 6'5". There was a play. Damn. He filled a hole right away. First play, 11-on-11, just coming downhill. The athleticism is there, the size, the mental makeup. I actually played with Sonny's dad. Lorenzo Styles.
Yes, you did it.
St. Louis.
Right?
With the Rams. I was his rookie. And so he comes from great football pedigree. His brother obviously got drafted. Lorenzo Styles Jr. got drafted to, I think it's Tampa Bay Buccaneers, or maybe it was the Saints. I can't remember. But with Sonny, he's scratching the surface because he's only been playing a linebacker position for 2 years, but he's very mature, extremely cerebral player. We know about the athleticism and just the things that he's going to be able to do in this new Durante Jones defense. I mean, you can line him up outside. He can rush off the edge. You can bring him up the middle, have him play in the passing game. There's so many things that you can do with a guy like Sonny that the sky's the limit. I can't wait to see him just untap all that potential that he has.
Well, he's only 1,385 career tackles away from passing you on the list, London. That's all he's got to do is tackle somebody 1,385 times. Are you aware, gents, that there's only one human being with more tackles in the history of the National Football League than the guy on the screen, or at least on the right? London and I have 1,384 career tackles combined. His name is Ray Lewis. That's it. London, that is it.
Yes.
So, I mean, 16 years you played in the league as well. To what do you owe your longevity, do you think?
Man, just, you know, first of all, the way God made me, I think I was kind of built to play football. I got a, you know, strong lower half and never had any crazy fluke injuries. Did a great job of taking care of myself. Also, I sat out of a game in high school for an injury. I had an ankle injury, and I was miserable, man. I was like, I'm on the sideline and watching my teammates have fun. And I was like, man, if I could help it, I'm never sitting out another game. And that was, you know, I was fortunate enough to never miss a game during my 16-year career in the National Football League. But great trainers, training staff, and PT people, and also the team that took care of me, but also just – my dedication and my commitment to my teammates, to the teams that I played for, and just to the game of football. I love everything about the game of football, from the meetings, the practice, the preparation, the games. I mean, when I was in it, I was consumed by it. I gave it everything I had.
You know, and you're not a stat compiler either, London. You're on the ballot for the Hall of Fame for the first time, and rightfully so. And you should stay there for as long as it takes for you to finally get in because you deserve it. And I'm not just saying that because you watched me win money at Skins and laughed about it. You know, year 12 was when you made your first Pro Bowl, and you made it 4 years in a row after that. And so you peaked, you know, at the end of your career too, unless you were just overlooked pretty much.
I was overlooked those the prior 11 seasons, Rich. You know, right now on my resume, it has 4 Pro Bowls. I mean, I very easily should have 10 or 12 Pro Bowls.
158 tackles, yeah. And your fourth of 5 years with the Bills.
Yeah, I just as we know, the Pro Bowl is not an exact science, especially you know, the way it is now. Right. There's the fan element, there's the popularity element, so. I should have way more Pro Bowls on my resume. And then All Pros, you know, there were times where I definitely was deserving of more All Pro teams that I didn't make it. But as I look at the Hall of Fame and their, you know, current middle linebackers in the Hall of Fame or future Hall of Famers, middle linebackers, I'm as deserving or even more deserving than some of the guys that are currently in the Pro Football Hall of Fame that played the middle linebacker position. It's just a matter of when, not if. And, you know, I look forward to when I make it to Canton.
Well, you know, I've worked with and have become close friends and honored to be able to say that of, you know, a couple of your teammates from St. Louis, London, you know, and Marshall and Kurt. They love you, man. You know, and Aeneas also, he's in the Hall of Fame. Isaac Bruce is in the Hall of Fame. Orlando Pace is in the Hall of Fame from that championship team. And they all speak, you know, highly of you. And that was your first, you know, year starting all the games as you did. You know, it was your second year in the league. What was that like when Trent Green went down and Kurt stepped in, London? What was that?
I'll say this: when Trent went down, there was a lot of kind of, man, what just happened here? Is our season ruined? Because Trent was a big free agent acquisition for us at that time. He came over with Mike Marks from, ironically, the Washington Redskins. Mm-hmm. Marks was the passing game coordinator with the Washington Redskins, and then he became the offensive coordinator in St. Louis, and Trent was his handpicked quarterback. So when he got injured, man, it was like, man, that was a big blow to our – what we thought our team would be. But then Kirk, he came out of nowhere. You know, Dick Vermeil had great confidence in him. He was going into the season as a number two guy anyway. So that shows you what type of belief Dick Vermeil had in him. And then he came out playing extremely well. We rallied around him. And next thing you know, as the season progressed, we just got gained a lot of confidence. And before you know it, man, we were hosting that Lombardi Trophy. But it was just a great team effort. We had it was the offense, you know, greatest show on turf. But defensively, we're top five in a lot of major categories in that year. Scored a lot of – didn't give up a lot of points. I think we may have been number one rushing defense in the league. Got a lot of takeaways, returned kicks and punch for touchdowns. So it was a total team effort that led us to that Super Bowl win back in 1999.
Pardon me for not knowing. Were you on the field for that final play where they wound up a yard short?
I was.
Walk me through that one. Snap to finish.
Yeah, so, you know, it's at that point, they're driving. And Steve McNair, he was just hurting us so much.
He was unreal that game, London.
Yeah, unreal. And so the call that we made, it was one of our, you know, base – kind of defensive nickel plays, sub plays, where kind of like a day one, day two type of defensive play, where I was man-to-man. We had man-to-man, but also combinations with the between the safeties, linebackers, corners, things like that. And I had Eddie George man-to-man. He flares out to the flat, and I'm kind of looking at him, but I'm also worried about Steve tucking it and running because of the defense, there wasn't going to be anybody in the middle of the field. Mike Jones had the tight end man-to-man. I had the running back man-to-man. And, you know, so if he decided to run with that football, there was a good chance that he may have scored based on the defensive call. But, you know, Mike and the safeties in the corners, they made a great combination call. And when they threw that ball to Dyson, Mike came off just as he was supposed to do and made a form tackle and was and allowed us to win that football game. From my angle, though, I couldn't tell whether Dyson had scored or not, and it wasn't until my teammates ran on the field and then the confetti came down that I realized we had won the Super Bowl. But it was just, man, just a phenomenal experience.
So from your angle, you had no idea if Dyson had creased the end zone or not, huh? You had
no idea. Because in the defensive right kind of coast to that sideline, the right sideline. Yeah.
How about – do you think the Titans would have gone for two?
I don't think so. That wasn't popular back then. You know, it wasn't in like in vogue like it is now where you're going for two. The analytics and all that stuff was not where it is today. I think they – with Jeff Fisher being the type of coach he was, I think he'd kick it, go for overtime, and feel like they had the momentum. And we were also kind of gassed defensively.
I bet.
So I think they would kick the extra point and went to overtime.
Last one for you, London Fletcher. Best middle linebacker in the game right now is?
Man, I think Fred Warner, he jumps out right away because of the – I know he missed last season.
Yep.
But his ability to make plays in a passing game, make effective game, stopping a run, things like that. He's the guy that jumps out to me offhand. And you put me on the spot. I didn't have the opportunity to think about that. But Fred Warner is the guy that really jumps out to me. And I also love the linebacker out in Seattle. And I draw a blank. He came from the Rams, number 53. He makes a lot of plays too. His name slips me right now, but I really like his. I think it's Jones. Maybe his last name
Jones.
Is Jones.
He came. Oh yeah, and you don't want to cross him when it comes to talking mess about Sam Darnold.
He
famously lets you know.
He's really good as well. I like both those guys.
Okay, look at you going deep down.
Ernest Jones.
Yeah, Ernest Jones.
Fourth.
Hey, listen, London. I appreciate the time here. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but you know,
that's all good.
You know, that's why they pay me the big bucks to win skins and put you on the spot. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for the time. Really greatly appreciate it. And let's do this more often. I'll hit you up, London. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks.
That's London Fletcher. One of the all time greats. The only one with more tackles in the history of the National Football League is Ray Lewis.
He averaged 135 tackles everywhere.
Oh, and Bills fans like Hoskins remembers him. When he got to the Bills, Bruce Smith had just left, by the way, to go to Washington. And then, of course, he went to Washington and is one of the, you know, and then that's when he started getting recognized. I guess sometimes you got to go to the East Coast.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Or sometimes you leave the East Coast.
And by the way, pop that photograph up one more time. Look at Tirico there with the mic to Kurt and look at Marshall behind him. That was the moment.
That game was wild.
Again, Al Michaels at the mic for that one. 1 yard shy. Steve McNair was absolutely winning that football game.
I thought to myself,
they're driving down the field. Yep. Absolutely winning the football game. He was amazing. So great.
Yeah. Such a shame.
He was so great. But as Kurt would never point out because he's too nice. Who's holding the Lombardi?
Yeah, 1 yard short.
Okay. That was unbelievable. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. A SoFi personal loan is here to help you achieve something once thought impossible, and that's overcoming high-interest credit card debt. Walk the tightrope of your finances with one low fixed-rate monthly payment, no fees required, and as soon as the same-day funding. Pull off your own debt-defying stunt with a SoFi personal loan. Visit SoFi.com/trick to learn more. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A. member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. A lot of folks have been hanging on, getting ready to talk about whatever they wish to talk about at 844-204-RICH. We will hit those calls when we come back.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
A O'Reilly Auto Parts gets you back to savings. Buy 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil and get a free MicroGuard Select Oil Filter. Limits apply. Save 20% on a MicroGuard or MicroGuard Select Engine Air Filter when purchased with this Syntec Special. Rich Eisen here. We talk a lot about battles in sports. Teams battling through adversity, athletes fighting for every yard. The toughest warriors I've ever seen, though, aren't on the field. They're kids fighting cancer. Their families standing beside them, doctors, nurses, caregivers. That's why I'm proud to support Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 28 years, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research, raising more than $303 million and supporting over 40,000 children. Learn more and donate at HyundaiUSA.com/Hope on Wheels. Rich Eisen here with some advice. If high-interest credit card debt is grinding you down, it might be time to call an audible with a SoFi personal loan. It consolidates your debt into one low monthly payment with no fees required. And with as soon as the same day funding, you can make the right play fast. Call an audible on your debt today at SoFi.com/debt play. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Fast funds terms apply at SoFi.com/debt play. Hire right the first time with LinkedIn Hiring Pro, people. Get started by posting a free job at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. Okay. Nick in Toronto, Canada has been hanging on. What's up, Nick? How are you, sir?
To be honest, I've been better, Rich. How are you?
All right. What's going on, Nick? How can we help?
Well, I called in for a bro hug.
Okay.
Diehard Falcons fan. It's weird, actually. Today, I called in for a hug, and you were hyping up Olave over Drake London, and then Ed McCaffrey's on. And that was like the first Falcons game I really watched.
Mm.
So that took me to a place.
Okay. Well, I think you're referring to what Jalen Walker last year's first round selection blew out his knee. It's official. It's an ACL that he suffered in practice.
Yeah, he's done.
He's done for the year. And James Pierce, who knows what's going to happen with him? Your other first round selection last year, those two guys basically. Yeah. Breathe life into a dormant for a long time Falcons pass rush that might be going back to being dormant. Is that what you're referring to, Nick?
That's a big part of it. Okay. I was in a rough place last year, sports-wise, when the season ended.
Come on, now your team made it to the last strike of the World Series when nobody expected that to happen.
I was at Game 6, Rich.
Okay,
I know.
Sir. All right. So I know I'm not helping verbally.
Yeah.
So hold on a minute before we give the bro hug. Hoskins, you said that there is a soundbite of Bijan Robinson talking about how happy he is about his new contract, right? Do we have that soundbite? Let's play this for Nick in Toronto, please. Roll it.
For the process, just like my teammates and everybody kind of just behind me and just telling me, you know, it's going to get done. Like, it's going to be great. And then obviously my agent, Nicole, she's always just told me during this process, like, you know, it could look a lot of different ways. But, you know, if you just stay who you are throughout the whole thing and, you know, make sure that you're just, you know, it might get stressful, but if you just continue to put the smile on your face, like, everything will be all right. So when it did get done, like, she called me and we were just super happy for what was about to happen and how it did happen and the whole process for it. As y'all could probably tell, like, I was itching, boy. Like, I was on that sideline, like, bro, like, I gotta get out there. But when it got done, like, it was a cool moment for all of us.
Nick, you good? I mean, there's your guy. He's happy. The Falcons did it right.
Big look.
Huh?
Look, at the end of last year, we had the coach with the short pants still. I'm glad we got rid of him. I wasn't sure our big three would have any reason to re-sign in Atlanta. Drake, Pitts, Bijan, you know, why
box.
Not just be the farm team for the rest of the NFL like
nope.
normal?
Nope.
But we locked them up. I was in a great place. You know, I've been watching my daughters dominate soccer.
Okay.
My golf game's in a good shape
Look
right now. I got really hyped up yesterday when I saw the contract come in. And then, boom, just like the Falcons roller coaster with no safety belt, our season's done.
It's not. Nick in Toronto. Nick in Toronto. Your season's not done. The season's not over, right? You got that. That's one of the first drops in the history of the Rich Eisen Show. It's been lost. It's been lost. That's how old it is. Jim Mora Sr.
Before Rich, the Falcons can't go anywhere unless we have any type of defense.
Nick, are you basically saying you're not going to feel better until we give you the famous bro hug? Is that what you're saying, Nick? It's okay. You can be.
It'll help.
Okay, here we go. Arms extended. There's the hug. Tap tap, and then we separate. And now give me the drop.
Season is not over.
Okay, that's Jim Mora Sr. That's from the NFC South. Thank you.
Oh,
Nick.
I know.
Nick, be well. That's Nick in Toronto. Nick, there he goes.
Keep your head up.
We're here for everybody whenever you need a bro hug. Quick hug, tap, tap, and then we disengage.
And beat it.
That's how it works. It is like, okay, hey, we used 2 first-round picks. We are going to finally fix this pass rush. It is fixed. One is definitely going to get suspended, it feels like. And the other is done for the season with an injury. Yes. So year 2 is already imploded, which is terribly unfortunate, to say the least. But Pitt's coming off a career year, Drake London and Bijan Robinson, and you locked them up. They're all good, right? They're all paid, and they're all good.
I just saw a nice Tua throw on Twitter here.
Okay.
It looks good.
Okay. Oh, you went higher register. So the best ball fantasy league that we are in that I won last year.
You won?
I did.
Oh.
I did. Going away. Like, friggin' high-stepped. Well, I mean, it's what happens when you get Puka and Jackson Smith and Jigba on your team, as I did.
Yeah, you had a good draft.
So, you know, you draft and... And this is the league where you draft and that's it. There's no rosters. Your roster is your roster.
No
and the
moves.
Computer puts in the best ball players.
Yeah. No trades.
Per week.
No
nothing,
pickups.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. It just takes forever to draft because Joe Latrullio, the commissioner, gives you 8 hours to choose a pick.
It takes about 2 weeks to finish this draft.
8 hours.
Yeah.
And who got the first overall pick in this draft this year? Who would that be?
Oh, that would be your boy, T.J. Jefferson.
And who got the second overall pick in the draft this year? You did.
Yeah.
Because you guys were on the same team, and now you're separated.
Yeah, Joe offered to separate.
Joe offered to separate and expand the league.
Yeah. I wanted to stay together. I found out in an email that we had broken up. So, you know.
That's the other thing. You didn't tell him?
Yeah, I read
it. You know, I kind of took a Seth Rollins chair to his Roman Reigns back and
good.
Broke up the Shield.
And damn so, right it's me.
And so you... finally chose, right?
I don't like the way you said finally chose.
Because you said you were, I said, listen,
no,
if you were first up, let's not take all 8 hours. Let's go. I'm trying to be consistent with how I email the group.
Folks, here's this guy, Rich, right? I don't even know. I don't even know that the draft started until 8:20 this morning. Okay.
Right.
An email came out at like 11 last night. Brockman said, hey, the draft has started. So I was on the clock for maybe 12 minutes. We get 8 hours, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Rich is already getting on me about hurrying up and picking.
Yep.
Like, hurry up, do it, do it, do it. And I'm like, I've only been aware that I've had this pick for 12 minutes. So yeah, I went ahead and picked. I wanted to take more time. I wasn't allowed to. And by the way, Brockman made his pick, and guess what? It's been over an hour, and no one else has picked.
It's funny. Whoever Davey Stats is just picked.
Picked.
Puka went third.
Okay, so you chose Bijan?
I went. And by the way, it was tough. That whole time I was weighing Bijan or Jameer.
That's the coin fantasy.
Flip,
right?
I went to a coin flip, Rich. You didn't see that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
legit did a
coin. 4 heads in a row.
This is, and again, it's a PPR league. Was it a half point or is it full point?
I think it's,
But this is a fantasy question that's going to be asked. Worldwide.
Yep.
If you're first, do you take Bijan or Jahmyr Gibbs?
This is a tough choice.
And you chose Bijan.
I literally took a coin. Mm-hmm. Brockman's like, you got to do the best 4 out of 7, a series. It was 4 heads.
4 heads in a row.
Bijan all 4 times.
Wow. And it's normally tails never fails, and tails failed 4 straight times.
Yeah.
So then you grabbed Gibbs.
I quickly took Gibbs
right away.
And we were waiting.
Okay.
And now Puka went third.
Puka went third.
Yeah, I think I kind of wanted Gibbs.
Puka went third. I mean, he's a catch machine.
Rich, you picked 10th in this.
I'm aware of that.
14,
which means about
this
Friday
time. By Friday,
you should be picking.
Yeah. And I just, I,
We don't know if Paul Rudd or John Hamm are filming overseas, because that's been kind of the issue the last couple of years.
I don't think Paul is filming overseas.
Like, Paul was filming Ant-Man, and John was filming Friends and Neighbors. So
I got it. I understand. Yeah, I know, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
If you ain't first, you're lost.
And how many emails? What's the over-under on emails that you will send to the group?
I'm sending none.
So hurry it up.
I'm sending none.
Really?
Everyone understands where I stand on this.
Okay.
I have made it apparently clear.
Yeah, I know.
Amongst everybody.
I felt
there's no reason to take 8 hours unless, like, you're on the clock. You get put on the clock at 11 at night.
Yeah, if you're asleep.
You're asleep.
Right.
And you wake up the next day to salute if you can get a full 8 hours these days. Right. You know, I'm a man of a certain age. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, if I pick by Thursday night, I'll be happy. But I'd like to get it going. That's all. I don't like fantasy drafts taking long. I just don't. They don't have to.
Oh, we know.
They don't have to.
We know.
You are on record.
They don't have to take that long. They just don't. Like, not give me 90 seconds for
especially
a pick.
The first two rounds, because you're just drafting all the studs. So just take who's ever next.
It's absurd that if it takes that long.
Yeah.
Who's going to about to join us is Joe Latrullio.
All right.
The commissioner. He's going to zoom in and, talk about
chop it up.
What we're a little, let's talk a little fantasy.
Can't believe I got the first pick.
And then Anthony Michael Hall in hour three, and your calls at 844-204 Rich, and my Tampa Bay Buccaneers four downs.
Yeah,
I'm gonna stop talking like this.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Rich Eisen here for Gusto. After all these years talking to athletes, coaches, entertainers, and people at the top of what they do, one thing is pretty clear. Success usually depends on getting the details right. For small business owners, that includes payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, you know, the work that keeps everything moving, even if it's not the reason you started the business in the first place. That's why there's Gusto. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich. Rich Eisen here. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge? Finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, the commissioner of our best ball league, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Latrullio is here on the program.
What's up, Joe?
How are you?
Hi, guys. I don't know what you people are talking about. As commissioner of this league, yes. Surprise party best ball,
yes.
We need time. We got players all over the place, different time zones.
Yes, true.
And I tell you, Rich, I understand as defending best ball champion, you got the eye of the tiger. You got the fire. You want to get out there and you want your pick. Yes. So I get it.
I'm picking 10th.
That's part of the nine games.
I'm picking 10th. How many teams do we got in this?
We have, 14. I believe we have 14. Yeah, thank you. 14.
Okay, so I'm going to choose 10th, and it's 8 hours. So where did you come up with 8 hours for choices?
Well, I found that because of schedules, most people are either working or just – I can't get people together enough
right.
to do – no one wants to do 90 seconds a pick. They now just
– that I get. I mean
– so it's harder. Now, the choices were 4 hours or 8 hours. And I was going to go 4 hours, but because we have people on different coasts, I'm just worried about them sleeping through their pick.
See, you know what I'm saying? Like, Roger Goodell is the same problem for an actual NFL draft. You know what I mean? So
– yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, RG
you
handles
get it.
Yeah,
Roger gets it. I get it.
Plus, there's many working actors in this league So some
a lot
like
of working actors,
you know, 1 year when Rudd was shooting Ant-Man in London, he was screwing up the whole damn thing.
Oh yeah.
The whole damn thing.
I'm telling you,
you know,
Ham is making prestige television. You know, we have producers in this league.
He told us that in an email once.
That's true. You know, that was his response when I was complaining, right, about him holding up the league, and he's like, "I'm making prestige television,"
and he was.
Also, Ham's the one in the email telling everybody, "Hey, take your time."
Yeah,
like no.
I don't know if you saw, I changed the avatar because we finally switched to a league where I can use an avatar. My avatar for my team is the famous Ham meme from Friends and Neighbors.
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah, and I call it Dream Team, so everyone's asleep while I win. Is basically what I'm saying. Literally, now, people are sleeping while I choose to win.
Sure. You know? I guess I was going to ask you what you were looking at, but I'm sure you don't want to show your cards at slot 10. So
slot 10. I have no idea, but I did my part to be consistent today, Joe. Because picks 1 and 2 of this league, owned by two individuals, one to my right.
I mean, TJ, and one congratulations. To my left. I know you and Brockman were tandem. Mm-hmm. But
you dumped me, Joe.
You got your own team, and you had the first pick, and you have my son Eli to thank for it.
Oh, Eli Pick.
What happened? Was that out of the hat?
Well, there was a link there. I put all the names on poker chips, and he drew them all.
Thanks, Eli.
I was going to randomize it, but like I've done this in the past where it's worked out in my favor, and it's not a good look. I've randomized, and like my pick has been first or second at least 2 or 3 times. So I decided to go with my son.
How old is Eli again?
He's 10.
Okay, so you had a 10-year-old choose poker chips out of out of what?
You got him. Start him early. You have to start him early.
Out of what? Out of a hat? Where do we?
Yeah,
put
out of a little. He plays soccer, so we took the bag of his goalkeeper gloves and we just threw them there.
Oh, great! So you took a youth soccer star at age 10 and had poker chips. What happens if he accidentally leaves poker chips in there and he goes to his next event? And hold on a minute, my dad's poker chips are in here.
There's going to be a problem at the Striker tournament down in Mission Viejo. I think
that is going to be
some disqualifications. I think.
Joe, that's going to be called what we call a to-do. That's going to be a to-do.
And they're going to give me a what for.
Joe, I got a question. Was my name the first one he pulled out or last one?
The last. So we did a reverse. Oh. So, yeah. Okay. He picked the last pick first out of the bag.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I hung on.
You were hanging on, just like you do every day. As a Met fan, as a fellow Met fan.
Yeah, we're just hanging on.
Yeah, can't wait for the football season, you two guys, huh?
I can't wait till next baseball season, to be honest.
Oh, God, come on now.
Yeah, and look, it looks like Peralta did great on the Rays yesterday. Not do well.
How much time is left on somebody's?
Okay, Max Handelman is up.
Oh, forget it. I always have to text fourth him. Overall. You're up. Let me do that right
he
now.
He has 7 hours and 41 minutes left.
Oh, Lord.
Joe.
See, Joe, I did my part.
David, who had the number 3 pick, was really hoping Puka would fall. He did not. Not surprising, though.
Hold on.
David was a fantastic production coordinator, PA on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Terrific guy. He knows a lot about stats.
Okay.
Puka did fall to 3, though.
He went 3rd.
Yeah,
he went 3rd.
I thought he'd fall. I mean, I thought he'd fall further.
Oh. Okay. I just texted Max, a tradition unlike any other, you're up. So let's see if that actually spurs action. Okay.
And then D's guys is 5th. Is that you, Joe? Guys. Are you D's guys?
Yeah, that's me. D's guys.
Oh, you're D's guys. Who are you going to get 5th?
I changed it. I changed from I would walk 500 miles with a picture of Myles Garrett. So
I like that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Very nice. Okay. So,
well,
Max?
I mean, you know, it's either going to be, Chase, I think, or, you know, as a new Rams fan, it'll be hard for me to get, Jackson, from Seattle, but, I might have to do it. Terrific player.
Hey, strange bedfellows, man. Fantasy, you got to put it to bed, man. You got to put all your other stuff to bed.
I'm still not drafting an Eagle, though.
Listen, take it from the champ, to the defending champ. You gotta put it all.
Well, I know. You've got only a few more weeks of bragging rights. That's a couple of 3 or 4 months of bragging rights.
Well, I mean, it's so then everyone should take 8 hours. Let this thing last.
Let it draw out.
All right.
Actually, to your point, Rich, you know, the 8 hours at least will lengthen the amount of time for, hopefully, knock on wood, no injuries, but any major injuries for players. You know, this draft usually goes about 2 weeks anyway. So.
It does. Trust me, I know. All right, Joe, thank you for Zooming. And where are you? At the lone remaining Sears store? What is his background, Joe?
I just moved the haystack. Usually I'm like this when you see me.
Did that move? What is that? Is that like a...
It's like an audition background thing.
Oh, see? Fancy.
That's the secret behind the curtain.
Joe, you don't have to audition anymore. They just offer you,
That's
right?
That's it, man.
That's right. They just offer me. I do it for fun now, just for my own, just to keep my skills
That's
sharp.
That's it. That's where he keeps the poker chips. All right, Joe. Thanks for the time, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Good luck this year.
Thank you for being a fair and beneficent commissioner.
Yes.
Well absolutely. Done.
Thank your
well
son done. For me.
There you.
I will. I will.
Commissioner Lotrulia.
Yes, sir.
You're on the Rich Eisen.
Bye, gentlemen.
All right, Joe.
There he goes.
Good luck.
Let's see if Max got 7.5 hours to go before Joe goes on the clock, maybe.
7 hours and 39 minutes.
Unless Max responds to my text.
I guarantee Max won't pick before 2:30.
By the way, there's breaking news out of the National Football League. And we're going to have to, we'll get to this at the top of the next hour. How does that sound?
Let's do it.
Before Anthony Michael Hall joins this program once again. There we go. There goes Joe Latrullio, everybody. So stupid. 8 hours.
8 hours is so long.
8 hours. Listen, we should find out, is everyone going to be in the United States? Because if everyone's in the United
States. That's the thing. I think
we should cut that time
respond
down.
Respond to the email and say, is everyone.
You know what? People don't want to hear from me. They don't want to hear from me anymore.
They really don't.
Okay. They certainly don't want to hear from me on this subject matter.
That's true.
I know I didn't.
Craig Susser, the restaurateur to the stars, literally and figuratively.
What up, Craig?
And two time zones, Los Angeles and Nashville. He joined this year, and Ham says, take your time. That's what he told him. When you're drafting, take your time, which was a shot at me.
Absolutely.
No question. There's no doubt about it.
When I read it, yeah.
Friends and neighbors, my ass. That's what happens when you win. You got to take the slings and arrows. All right, we'll do this the next hour. I'm sorry. We'll apologize to everybody. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Hour number three, Anthony Michael Hall coming up.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.